are back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. There's no way around it. Winter in Wisconsin can be rough. The snow and ice coupled with gray skies and frigid winds can make surviving the season a Herculean task. But Milwaukee Magazine has come up with a list of more than 50 ways to make your winter a lot brighter. The feature is aptly titled Your Winter Playbook, and it was edited by Carol Nixon and Chris Drosner. They join me and Lake Effect's Joy Powers in the studio to talk about the piece.
Carol, Chris, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Yeah, it's great to have you, and we're going to double team you today.
We're excited about
yeah?
that.
Yeah? Is that good?
We've never done it before.
I know. It's very exciting. And and this is all about how to get through winter.
Yes.
Essentially, it's the winter playbook.
It is. It is.
And so I have the first question,
okay.
Which is, you know, we hear every year about ways to make sure we don't get depressed during the long, dark days of winter. And so what are some of them that you highlight in this issue, that some that we may not have heard of?
Well, I think some of the most fun ideas are just these little quick things that you can do to lift your spirits. Like, for instance, smile more. And it seems that if you smile more, it will have an effect on your overall disposition. And even, now this is the part that really got me, people who've had Botox and are less able to frown report better moods. So, I mean, if I have to do the Botox to be in a better mood, I will do that.
You didn't do that for this issue?
I haven't
just
yet,
to try
but
it?
I will.
Okay.
I'm going to.
All right. And have you, obviously not the Botox, but have either of you tried any of these other things to see how they go?
Well, I tried to kick social media, but I didn't quite make it. I mean, that was another thing that we kind of that we highlighted was even if you don't cut it off, maybe tone it down a little bit, you know, turn off the notifications, that sort of thing. And that, you know, getting away from that kind of addictive personality thing kind of helps you live in the moment. And even if the moment is a little chilly and dark, but it's another stressor on your life. And I mean, social media brings a lot of positive things too, but it can be pretty dreary.
One of the most exciting tips, I think, in that section is about adding an extension to your browser so that any picture of Trump is turned into a kitten, and it's called Make America Kittens Again. And, I mean, I think that's worth the price of the magazine in and of itself.
Make America Kittens Again.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something that I think stresses out a lot of people on social media, just the bombardment of news. But there are some other things that you talked about. And as you mentioned, in our industry especially, it's incredibly difficult to get off of social media. But if you are someone who is trying to kick the habit, what are some of the tips that you've laid out here?
One of them is resist the impulse to document everything for Instagram. I mean, it's really just sort of separating yourself from all of those things that have become habitual in our lives. Compulsive checking. I mean, I think that that's a real straightforward and easy method to just spend less time on your phone. Just make a rule like once an hour or whatever works for you, but just resist the constant impulse that every time you have a spare second, you're going to pull your phone out.
I mentioned turning off notifications, which is something that I did successfully with one of the apps. I just disabled Facebook notifications because, like, I don't really care. And I find that I do check it less, and it's you know, you look at that screen how many times a day? Like, dozens. And if there's one less thing that says, hey, that's grabbing your attention, I think, you know, that's one more thing that's out in the real world that you can be focusing on instead.
I find that the hardest time for me to put it down is at night when I've kind of relaxed and everything. I'd have the television on, I might be reading or something like that, but I constantly find myself reaching for the darn phone to see if something happened that I need to check about. And it's like, oh my God, put it down.
Anytime I have to wait for anything, that used to be time mm-hmm. where you would just, I don't even remember what it was like before this, but now it's, How I've got 30 seconds here that we can do something with this. And it's, man, it's a disease.
And I have a suggestion. You could read a magazine.
There you go.
You could read a magazine.
You could read a magazine.
I mean, that doesn't work at a stoplight, but yes.
You could.
Yes.
You could.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things you also talk about in the issue is being more active, that that's a way to keep your mood up and to hopefully keep your phone down, even if you're using it to track your miles or whatever. What are some of the new workouts that you try? Because I had not heard of any of those, and I thought they were kind of cool, and thought, well, I might want to try that.
Yeah, a lot of the ones that – a lot of these are kind of focused on making them – like maximizing the time that you get. So there's this one called F45, which has two offices in the metro area here. And it's like – so that the 45 is 45 minutes and the F is, I guess – full body, but it's this kind of aggressive cross training that does cardio and strength and you know, hybrid, kind of all these different things, bringing them together for one big workout
and get it done and get it done fast.
Yep. Move on with your day. Yep.
Now Bonnie is very healthy and works out frequently. I am not this way. If you're somebody like me who maybe their New Year's resolution was, I need to start doing something. I need to get healthy again. What are some of the easier exercises that you have that you suggest for people during this time of the year?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the ways to survive winter just in general is to develop a hobby that makes you want to go outside, because you can't spend the whole winter inside. So we have a flow chart to help you find the outdoor activity that's right for you. And for me, I'm going to try cross-country skiing. I've tried downhill. I know that's not for me. But cross-country, I think I could do that. And you can go up to Brown Deer Park and do it there. I hear the trails there are amazing. So we have a lot of suggestions along those lines.
I think you should skate, Joy.
You think I should skate?
I think so. You're
a
dancer.
You haven't seen me skating.
Well, so. You're a dancer. You have that background.
Now, wait, are you saying ice skate or roller skate?
Ooh, because you have both.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm really excited about is there's this thing called JB style skating. It originated in Chicago, and it means James Brown style. So people get out there on the rink and do these crazy moves. Now, again, I don't think it's for me, but I do want to see it, so I'm going to go check it out.
Can you just go and skate and not have to do the crazy moves?
I think so. I mean, so
you're not required to do the James Brown dance moves?
No, I mean, or maybe you could do them, you know, on the sidelines before you get on the skates and then get on the skates and just try and stay up without falling.
That's always the trick.
And that's at Butler Skateland, and they have adult nights on Sundays and Wednesdays.
It's interesting that we're talking about skating, because that's something that my boyfriend loves to do. He used to play hockey, and he's very big into ice skating, and we've gone roller skating together. And something inside of the winter playbook is a number of getaways, if you're a couple, things to do during the winter to maybe get you out of your normal routine.
Besides skating.
Besides skating. What are some of your suggestions?
One that's close to my heart as a former resident of this city is a trip over to Madison to do ice skating, actually, on the rink at the Edgewater Hotel downtown. It's right on Lake Mendota, and, you know, so you get the lake views and the city views behind you, and it's a pretty beautiful hotel, just recently redone, very... If you're going to stay the night, obviously it could be a day trip too. But it's very close to all the dining and drinking things in downtown Madison, and is just a beautiful, beautiful spot.
So one of the things that really intrigued me was the train.
Yes.
How cool is that?
I really would love to do this. It's the Wisconsin Great Northern Railroad, and it bills itself as America's only moving bed and breakfast train. So you get to be on this train, have an elaborate meal, spend the night. I just can't think of anything better.
And you get breakfast in the morning.
Yes.
Now, where does it go? Do we know?
It's up north, northwestern Wisconsin. So it's out of Spooner. I mean, that's beautiful country up there.
And so is it like out and back? It just kind of goes, it must travel, or maybe do a loop or something.
I think
How very cool. Yeah.
So if you're hoping to stay closer to home and you might have your kids with you, you've listed a number of different places where you can go with the kids, places that aren't just child-friendly, they're also adult-friendly.
One of the pieces that we did here was, and we kind of developed the angle by chance because somebody in our office actually took her daughter for, it was her 12th birthday party. So instead of having a party, they got a room at the Great Wolf. And I was thinking like, oh, the Great Wolf in, you know, in the Dells. And she said, no, the one in Gurnee in just north of Chicago is quite a bit closer. And I'm like, I kind of did the math. I'm like, yeah, I guess it is. So, and you know, those water parks, they're so like kind of just wet and steamy and warm. And like, it's a good kind of escape from that cold, dry stuff that we were just talking about.
I don't think this is just for kids. One of our editors, she's in her 20s, and she goes every year with a bunch of girlfriends, and I tried to get myself invited. She's thinking about it. I don't know.
I mean, who doesn't like water slides?
That's, I know.
That's just, it's universal.
I would like it.
Yeah.
You want to go?
Sure. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. It's the Lake Effect Milwaukee Magazine road trip.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Nobody will be depressed.
No, we'll be smiling with our
Botox.
We'll
be smiling.
You know, one other thing that, and this is probably for a little bit older families that my wife actually saw the story and asked about it and was like, that sounds so cool, is this game show Battle Room. It's up in Brookfield, and it's basically like you get to do, I think they have like kind of knockoff names like Friendly Feud, and because you can't call it Family Feud, or Wheel of Phrases and Name That Price. I realize my air quotes are not translating well to the radio here, but but you get to, you know, bring your whole gang there, and I think you can do up to 32 people. So, I mean, obviously this is a bigger group thing, but it can be smaller too. And you get like a host who runs the game for you, and that sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it sounds fun too. And with all of these ideas, I don't care how long winter lasts. It can go on forever. We've got so many things
Carol,
to do.
No. Let's not get crazy.
Oh, yes.
Here.
Oh, yes.
Don't tempt the gods.
And you know it will anyway, so.
Yeah.
Now it will.
Yeah. Now, yeah. We've ruined it now.
The old jinx.
Well, Carol and Chris, thank you so much for sharing some of the, this is only a, we're just touching on some of the things that you've put in the magazine, but let's go out and not be depressed.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Carol Nixon is the publisher and editor-in-chief of Milwaukee Magazine. Chris Drosner is the magazine's executive editor. They spoke with me and Lake Effect's Joy Powers about this month's feature on how to make the most of winter. You can find a link to the article at wuwm.com.